Welcome to Coffee with the Coaching Revolutionaries from thecoachingrevolution.com.
Hello. In this episode, Paul Snell and I will be talking about how coaches navigate the amount of free stuff that's available on the internet and why ultimately the best idea really is to pay somebody for your business development training as a coach. Paul.
Yeah, it's something that comes up an awful lot, Sarah, from many places. It is very common now.
Yeah, I think there are several issues with the free stuff. And first of all, can I just put it out there that there's some really, really good free stuff available. Haha, this podcast for a start. However, some of it isn't good. Some of it is really poor advice. And there is such a lot of it.
Yeah, and of course we don't know where that's come from. Half the time you don't know where that's come from, and what we hear about these days is fake news and fake information, so it's quite difficult to know.
Well, I think it's particularly difficult when it appears to contradict itself. And I think that's really where coaches can end up kind of stuck. The reason that we're even doing this as a podcast episode is that I had a conversation earlier this week with somebody who, bless his cotton socks, has done loads and loads of work using free resources. And he said, I know so much about so many different things that I just feel completely overwhelmed. And he was sort of surface knowledgeable about a really wide range of ways that you could go about creating a coaching business. But he didn't know enough about any of them to be able to actually implement it.
Yeah, and I think we get to this data overload. It's overwhelming, the information you get, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's tons of it. And the biggie is it can contradict itself.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And then where do you go? Do you remember that cartoon by Raymond Briggs, When the Wind Blows, about the nuclear bomb having dropped, and the old couple looking, and one of them's going, well, this one says you've got to keep away from the windows, and this one says you've got... and just all of the information they were getting that was contradictory, and this is kind of how this guy felt. And the bottom line is, you have to know a lot to be able to sift through the stuff that's out there to pick out the gems. And to go back to kind of previous podcast episodes, the bottom line is, coaches don't know lots about business development. They just don't. And the reason for that, and again, I appreciate that you may well have heard me say this elsewhere, but basically there are two reasons. Reason number one is that coach training school, the way that they measure success, and this is a perfectly reasonable way for a training organization to measure success, is how many people join the course compared to how many people finish the course successfully. That's their measure of success. The difference between those numbers, they want that to be as small as possible. What happens to the coach after they've completed that training actually is irrelevant to them. Without meaning to sound unkind, they don't measure it because that's not part of their KPIs. The second reason why they do very little more than a nod at anything to do with business development is because in the main, there are three kinds of people that take coaching qualifications. There are those who are on their own personal development journey. Did I say Germany? I meant journey. There are those who are employed and they are working perhaps as part of a project to introduce a coaching culture into the organisation that employs them. And then there are those who want to become coaches and run their own businesses. Excuse me. And that last group is actually quite small. And so if you've got a cohort of, let's use easy numbers, 10, and two or three of them want business development, but the other seven or eight don't, you're not going to do it, are you? You're not going to do much more than a little touch on it and sort of dance around the edges. And make no mistake, even if Coach Training School dedicates an entire module to business development, it's still not enough.
It's not. It's interesting. You know, we see this more and more. The idea that you can become a coach by being trained in techniques to be a coach. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like this. We've come across recently a new learner driver. And what we find out is driving schools are now teaching learner drivers to pass their test. It doesn't make them a brilliant driver, right? So training a coach to be a coach is great, but it doesn't necessarily give them the skills to turn that into a viable business.
Well, it absolutely doesn't give them the skills to turn it into a viable business. Somebody commented on a post of mine on LinkedIn recently saying, we do mindset training. And that's great. And yes, of course, mindset's important. But actually, it's the practical, what do I need to do stuff that coaches need. And what do I need to do isn't go out and deliver a billion strategy sessions or discovery sessions or whatever you want to call them. And it isn't about hopping into people's inboxes on various social medias and pestering the life out of them, because that just gets on people's nerves. So a combination of this kind of massive overwhelm and being able to sift out the good stuff from the bad, which is actually quite challenging if you don't know very much about business development.
Mm.
You know, it's things that can feel like a good idea are not. So for example, if you say, well, you know, we've got a, let's say, a 12-month program here, and you can sell it to absolutely anyone who, well, fill in the blank, whatever you want to come after. The answer to that is no, you can't. You cannot. You might be able to accept requests to deliver it from anyone, but generating those requests in the first place is not something that you can do with the starting at anyone who.
Mm.
And so that leads me nicely on to, somebody said recently, why should I pay you to deliver training to me on business development when there is so much stuff out there for free? So what do you think?
You know what, Sarah, there's a few things to that come to mind. I certainly, I mean, my view in this is this. You ultimately, you want to have a business that's financially viable as a coach, because it gives you the opportunity to do the thing you love.
Yes.
So you need to know, first and foremost, the information that you are using to develop a business context for your coaching business is good, accurate, and has been successful in the past.
With lots of other people.
With lots of other people. So it needs to have a pedigree.
Yes.
Secondly, you really want to be doing that with someone who's been there and done it.
And is still doing it.
And is still doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So, and third point, just, it bugs me this thing. With so much information, so many choices, what happens?
Nothing.
People all we do is procrastinate.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on this. You know, the coaching revolution has never been about a complex, huge framework of routes you need to decide on whether you're going to take.
Materials it's you have to do.
Yeah, it's really quite straightforward, isn't it?
It's incredibly straightforward. But here's the thing that I think is the most important reason why you should be paying somebody to help you with your business development. You wouldn't read a book or do a couple of free courses and think you are qualified to coach.
Yeah.
And the skills that you learn at coach school are 50% of the skills that you need to develop a successful business. Mm. They are the delivery half. And the other half are the business development skills. And they are the skills that create the opportunities to do the delivery.
Mm.
And make no mistake, it's the delivery stuff that we all love. That's the stuff that lights our candle. And the business development stuff, it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be, or certainly doesn't have to be unpleasant. In fact, it can be positively enjoyable once you know what you're doing. But why would you think that you can learn 50% of the skills that you need from an hour of somebody's time or a couple of free courses or by typing in a free Facebook group, how do I get coaching clients? And 50 billion people jump in all telling you different things. Obviously, 50 billion is a bit of an exaggeration. But you know what I mean? I mean, you know, people sort of jump in and all contradict each other and all say they're going to PM you and it's only all of that stuff. It's really important that you take the business development stuff, the 50% of the skills that will create the opportunities, you take your acquisition of those skills just as seriously as you took the acquisition of the coaching skills. And that is why you should pay somebody for your business development training.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes no sense. It'd be a bit like asking someone to, can you go to university for 3 years, but don't pay for anything. Don't worry, the university doesn't need payment of anything whatsoever, whether it's government funded or from you, yet can I have a degree at the end of it?
Yeah, well, quite. And the thing about, you know, we all feel really passionate about our coaching qualification, and I've yet to talk to a coach that says, oh, coaching's all right. You know, every coach I've ever spoken to has desperately wanted a coaching business. You know, they just want to be able to coach people for a living and get paid for it. And that's not an unreasonable want, but you have to have the right skills to do it. And they cost you.
Isn't it interesting that we're really happy, and I mean this, we're happy to pay for a coaching qualification.
In fact, we would reject the cheapest option as not being high enough quality.
Yes, and yet there's only half the picture.
Yeah, I know.
One underpins the other. Without the other, how do you have a business?
You don't. You have half a business. Mm. And that's where the 82% failure rate comes from. 82% of coaches just don't take the business development side seriously enough.
And it's not good enough. You know, both of us say this all the time. We passionately believe that the 82% failure rate is not good enough.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not. Yeah. It shouldn't be the case. And we're working very hard to make it not the case.
We are indeed.
You know, to date, an awful lot more than 18% of our coaches succeed.
Yep.
I think we'll probably leave it there. I think we've covered all that. See you next time.
See ya. Bye.